When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum Internet has enough speed to handle all your needs, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus, Spectrum's advanced Wi-Fi provides enhanced security for all your connected devices. Get Spectrum Internet with fast and reliable speeds, starting at just $29.99 a month with a 2-year price guarantee. Visit spectrum.com/internet for you for full details. Offer subject to change, valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
This is the VSiN Hockey Betting Podcast with VSiN's hockey betting analyst, Andy McNeil. Here is Danny Burke.
Welcome to it, folks. Time to start up another edition of VSiN's Hockey Betting Podcast. Danny Burke and Andy McNeil here with you on Tuesday, May 30th. And the Golden Knights have finally surpassed the Dallas Stars. VGK moving on to the Stanley Cup Finals for the second time in their short franchise history. Not the best of nights for myself and Andy. Obviously, some of our futures gone out the window. My Dallas Stars bet stood no chance whatsoever. I guess, like I was saying, a glutton for punishment. And you could see why the no-good Jake Oettinger showed up. The lackadaisical defense of Dallas showed up, especially in the first period. Just really a very mundane game and disappointing overall. To end this series, I mean, if you bet VGK, Andy, you're feeling great, obviously, but kind of felt like we deserved a little bit better ending regardless of the result, but it is what it is, and now we got VGK in Florida to look forward to, my friend.
Yeah, maybe in the grand scheme of things, we deserved a better ending, but man, Vegas dominated that game. They owned 78% of the expected goals, according to Evolving Hockey. Arguably their most dominant performance of the playoffs, and totally a deserved blowout win on their part. And, you know, it really didn't seem like that was going to come after the last couple of games, given how strong Dallas looked. But man, Vegas really, really turned the tide and didn't give them much. The Stars were only able to generate around 1.1 expected goals in the game, 45 shot attempts, which is 15 below league average. Not a good game. No real push from the Dallas Stars, and not one that they can really hang their hat on. Pretty embarrassing way to go out.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, only 23 shots on the net. Vegas ends up with 29. Vegas 1-for-3 on power play opportunities. Dallas 0-for-2. And look, you needed to capitalize on that one you had early on, I believe. Maybe it was in the second period when it was 3-0 and you at least could have given yourself a shot. But as you mentioned, Andy, Vegas held strong. They were the better team, clearly and obviously, for a majority of the series and played their best effort in Game 6 last night. And far and away deserve to win the series at this point. And look, you know, we mentioned, I mean, he thought maybe the boost of Jamie Benn coming back could have, you know, sparked something at least more than what they got. And he came in and they end up having their worst performance. Not to say it's his fault, but man, just the way the postseason goes sometimes when their backs were against the wall, even though they had the series advantage, Vegas felt the pressure and they showed up, and now they got to be feeling pretty good about themselves heading into the finals.
Yeah. And I went 0-3 on player props, all small bets, thankfully. But the only one that really got close was Alec Pietrangelo over 2.5 shots. He had 2 shots on 2 attempts in the game. Didn't get any more, unfortunately. So pretty lame night all around for sure.
Yeah, that is saying it. I mean, again, you know, the Stars money line for me gave me no hope whatsoever. So not the best night for us, but we're looking forward to plenty more action for the Stanley Cup final. And folks, by the way, we are going to be doing a live show this Thursday out of the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa in the Sportsbook with our studio set up, naturally, where we typically broadcast. We broadcast there and at Circa. And we'll be doing this out of South Point. Our guy Ben Wilson is going to be hosting, and it'll be Ben, myself, and Andy doing a full-blown preview for the Stanley Cup Finals. We'll get into all of that with unique props, series prices, angles, game one approaches, and much more. We'll also have some guest appearances. So that's really going to be our main preview heading in to the championship round. Now, we're going to spend a little bit of time here on the podcast expounding on that, but our full breakdown is going to be happening on Thursday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That will be available wherever you stream VSiN typically, and then you can get the record after at VSiN.com and much more areas too. So same deal for any other show at VSiN, and we'll be having our full breakdown over at VSiN.com, YouTube TV, wherever you stream VSiN this Thursday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. But Andy, just so we can be cognizant of it as we head into the big show and preview on Thursday, let's acknowledge some of the lines that we do see for the openers. Just going with the series prices to begin with. Now, currently, I see most books out in my neck of the woods and kind of all around. The best price on Vegas is about minus 130 to win the championship. Florida, their best number at plus 120. To be the Stanley Cup final champions themselves. That is at FanDuel, again, plus 120 for Florida. So just going into those numbers, again, we'll save a lot of it for Thursday, but how far off were your numbers based on the consensus spots we're seeing right now?
A little bit, around 3% in favor of Vegas. My model has Vegas winning this series 59.7% of the time. So I think fair odds should be minus 148. I expected to see a price close to that, but was I was a little surprised that that it wasn't close to that. But you know, I guess this Panthers team has really drum up a lot of support, and that's what we're seeing here. So the value is on Vegas, in my opinion, on both the money line and the series spread 1.5 games, but it's just the money line for me right now. I think this is going to be a tight series.
Man, I'm with you. You know, you and I have been kind of naysaying Vegas for quite some time, at least in terms of heading into the postseason, and they've just proven us wrong. But it's hard not to look their direction. I'm kind of sharing the same sentiment with you that minus 130. Yeah, it's never fun to want to lay a price in this type of event, but it seems like it's a little bit cheapened on the side of the Golden Knights based on the dominance we've seen from them so far. And, you know, how we're able to really trust Aiden Hill. We know how fantastic Bobrovsky's been, but they've also been off for quite some time. And how is that going to prop them up to start this series? You always talk about rest versus rust, and game ones are wonky as is, which we've talked about ad nauseum on this podcast throughout the postseason, Andy. But, you know, I would probably lean toward Vegas being the side in that game one matchup. And thus, if they do win, then, of course, you're not going to get as good of a price for the series on Vegas if you end up waiting. If you're looking at the other side with Florida and you share that idea, then, yeah, you could wait. But I'm kind of with you, man. I think Vegas has the edge in the series in game one, and it may be better to bet them sooner rather than later. And if you don't want to lay the minus 130, heck, maybe even the series spread -1.5 games for some plus money could be the route to take.
Yeah, for me, it's the even strength scoring. It's the fact that they've played with a lead so much, and I think they're being punished for that a little bit statistically. But you know, they've played with a lead more than any other team in these playoffs, and they are just really dominant at even strength. They can hurt you so easily, and you know, they've outscored teams 3.5 to 1.6. That's 68.5% roughly at even strength. And as much as that's thanks to their offense, they've gotten like contributions from across their lineup. Jonathan Marchessault, Jack Eichel, Mark Stone, Stevenson, Carlson, even Ivan Barbashev was great in the last series. Six out of the top 10 even strength scorers in the playoffs are on the Golden Knights. So that's going to be a big positive for them. And I think Aiden Hill's doing a pretty good impersonation of Sergei Bobrovsky right now. So I like Vegas. I think they're going to win this Stanley Cup final. But it's going to be a fun one either way.
No doubt about it. And looking into some of these odds for game one, by the way, like we said, for the series prices, minus 130 seems to be about the cheapest price currently you can get on the Golden Knights, and the best one on the other side for Florida, plus 120. Again, seeing that at FanDuel here in my neck of the woods at Illinois. And for game one, you see Vegas at home for this Saturday, about minus 135 is the consensus spot, although Circa does hang a minus 130 on VGK. If you shop around, of course, see if you could get the best number if you're interested in betting game one. And then on the other side, plus 120 for Florida, that seems to be about the best money line price you can get on the buyback. Total 5.5 with some juice to the over. Again, we won't go too crazy because we're going to have our big preview on Thursday. But Andy, are you kind of a little surprised maybe that there's more juice to the over based on knowing how great Vegas can be defensively and then naturally what Florida has posed defensively themselves with playoff Bob?
No, I'm not. There's just a lot of talent here. I mean, I just talked about how many, widespread Vegas contributions are throughout their lineup. Now the Panthers have a good portion of that too, with, you know, they've got Sam Bennett, Matthew Tkachuk, Carter Verhaeghe, Sam Reinhart, Alexander Barkov, of course, and they've gotten big contributions from, you know, guys on the back end like Brandon Montour. So I think Florida is, capable on offense for sure. I mean, last year, they were the best offensive team in hockey. They're not your typical eighth seed, of course. They won the President's Trophy last year. Took them a while to gel under Paul Maurice. And after they retooled in the offseason, after that sweep against the Tampa Bay Lightning in the second round of last year's postseason. So it's not a total surprise by any means that this team has come so far. But I think they've really survived up to this point. They've been too reliant on Sergei Bobrovsky. And I just don't know if that's a winning combination.
Yeah, how much can he do? If he's going to be Superman like he's been throughout the course of the postseason thus far, of course, they have a solid chance. But, man, VGK has just been rock solid all around. Hence why you see them now, again, about minus 130 as the favorite to be the Stanley Cup final champions. Well, Andy, I know you have a great write-up as well at VSiN.com. So, folks, be sure to check that out at VSIN.com. Under the NHL tab, you can get McNeil's columns, and he gives you kind of a brief breakdown of his initial thoughts for this series. And again, we're going to have a big show, awesome previews coming your way this Thursday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Andy McNeil, myself, Danny Burke, and Ben Wilson live out of the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in our studio. We're going to be doing a big breakdown for game one, looking at props. We're going to be looking at some of those series spreads, total games played, and all the different unique type of wagers you can look to potentially bet on for the Stanley Cup Finals. We will have you covered there. So make sure you keep a lookout for that at VSiN.com. Again, to follow Andy on Twitter at Digital Gambler, myself at Danny Burke 5. Looking forward to it, folks. We've got one more series to go, plenty more bets to discuss. Hopefully we can make it a good one. Okay, we'll talk to you again on Thursday. Until then, best of luck with all your other wagers, folks, and take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.